There comes a moment when you're working on things in which you forget who you are and why you've started. If anyone's seen Harry Potter number 6, The Half-Blood Prince, towards the end of that film, Dumbledore and Harry are chasing down their first Horcrux together. It's the Locket of Voldemort. And Dumbledore needs to drink from this goblet. He realizes that he needs to consume this mysterious liquid before they can get to the locket and have a chance at destroying the Horcrux. And so Dumbledore tells Harry, "Promise me that no matter what happens, you'll get me to finish drinking all of this liquid. As I start drinking it, I may forget who I am. I may forget why I'm here. I may forget even my own name. I may beg you to let me stop. But it's very important that you force me to consume this. You force me to finish. You force me to finish what I started," essentially. In life, all of the results come at the very end. And maybe the higher you climb, you come to realize that as you start making progress, these unseen forces just weigh you down. They begin to hurt you. You start drinking from the goblet and it starts causing you pain. You may even beg for relief or death or whatever it might be. But it's only when you get to the end of something does the arc pay off. I made a video like this last year. It's one of the most exciting videos that I make every year, is how to make the next year the best of your life. How to make 2026 the best year of your life. Why? Because I just love to think about possibility and encouragement, and a 1 year long timeline is enough for me to be excited about my life. It's enough to get me going. Setting a 5 year trajectory, a 10 year trajectory, it's not something that my brain can accurately map out. But in a year, more or less, you feel like you can set intentions that you can create, that you can stick to. You can understand these results, and the results you can get in any given season of your life, it's just that much. But season over season, as you stack these 10% wins, you end up landing at something profound. That's been the motto that's given me profound success until the winter of 2024. But somehow, in 2025, I didn't get such results. If you go back to the video that I made at this time last year, how to make 2025 the best of your life, I said my ambition of doing 3 more half Ironman attempts, eventually getting to a sub 5-hour half Ironman, effectively qualifying as an all-world athlete, the top 17% of my age group, or even better. I set the intention of finishing my feature film effort, part 2, 3, and 4. In fact, the trailer that we released in this time last year, very stylishly, I must say, in that trailer it says, part 2, part 3, part 4 will come out spring, summer, and winter of 2025. And yet none of those things happened. None of those things happened. It has been the first year in which I'd sort of allowed that voice in my head to prevent the following year's work. I sort of allowed this thing to unfold inside me where I let the hesitation about it affect what I would do next. And that is a very sinister place to be. You need someone in your corner, or you need some resolution in your life in advance to tell you to continue to drink from the goblet, to tell you to continue the mission long after you have forgotten why you even started. Does that make any sense? No matter who you are, you can watch 100 videos like this and you can come up with a strategy, you can come up with a plan for yourself, but I promise you, somewhere along the lines, you will begin to forget the plan. You will begin to doubt it. You will begin to doubt the way you do things. And there is at no point in which you should doubt the plan. River Rats the film is not something that gets me a result financially, but it has been the goal of the season relentlessly for the last chunk of time. It's been the goal of the season. Somehow, somewhere along the way, I failed to attack the work. Is that what it is? I failed to attack the work. So you see, this is not a matter of strategy. We click on videos like these. Even I would watch Robin Sharma videos back in the day. My favorite videos that he would ever make is how to have the most gorgeous year of your life. But essentially, when I look back on it, it was just a bunch of fluff. It's just a bunch of fluff. That encouragement that you feel at the start of the year, it's entirely fake. If you're pursuing the goal and you're pursuing it well, the whole thing is gonna suck the whole time. It's gonna feel miserable. That's how it is. That's how you know you're on the right path. It's like Frodo, when he left Middle Earth, when he left the Shire to go destroy the ring, when he was galloping to Rivendell with Sam and eventually Aragorn tagged along as well, when he was making it from the Shire to eventually Rivendell, that was like an easy commute. You know what I mean? I mean, they ran into some Nazgul along the way, but it wasn't that big of a deal. But when he was at freaking Mount Doom and he had to get to the top of Mount Doom, literally towards the end of finishing his task, that's when he began to doubt it. And of course, the ring started speaking to him, started telling him he needed to keep it. The burden of the ring started to feel too heavy, but it was towards the end. When you start the journey of whatever your year is, it's going to feel incredibly easy. The start, oh my gosh, who cares about the start? The start is incredibly easy. It is the continuation of the thing that is everything. And I promise you, alongside the journey, you are going to feel like, oh, let me change my strategy. Let me change my plan. Let me change everything. You're going to feel like changing what the thing is. There's nothing that you need to do outside of setting the intention once to get that thing done. And that is actually how you will have your best year. That's how it is. That relentless continuation of the arc is what's going to get you to the finish line. That commitment must be there, and it must be there in full. So what is your commitment for the next year? For me, I like to break up my year into 3-month-long seasons. So January through March is a season, April through June, July through September, and then lastly, October through December. Those are my 4 quarters, Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4. I've attractively named these seasons as the Dark Season, the Glacier Season, Season Fury, and the Emerald Season. Why? Because I'm kind of theatrical. Okay, to me, that's just a more fun way of looking at my agenda and my roster rather than calling it Q1, Q2, Q3, or Q4. But every season has just 3 or 4 goals, maybe just 3. If you want to learn more about how I bring seasonality to my life and how I perceive my goals, I would encourage you to check out my school community, which you can find as the second link in the description box below. But effectively, you need to break up your year into seasons. It helps you process your year better. That part is easy. Every year has 4 seasons. Every season has like 3 or 4 goals. Effectively, you're fighting for 12 to 16 milestones over the course of the season. That part is fine. That part is the incredibly easy part. Let me just give you some examples. So the Dark Season, I'm trying to make a certain amount in revenue. I'm gaining 3 additional certifications with Salesforce, data architect, sharing and visibility designer, and marketing cloud consultant. Trying to get to 88 skeletal muscle mass. And I'm trying to go sub 530 at Ironman 73 Oceanside, which by that point will be my 6th attempt at the half Ironman. I've got Indian Wells coming up in just 10 days from the time of this recording. So like once a quarter, that relentless grind for the Ironman is there. Just like that season, every season after has its own goals. The Glacier Season afterwards, it's got, once again, a certain revenue goal, the first half of River Rides Part 3, 2 additional Salesforce certifications, Identity and Access Management Designer, and Integration Architecture Designer. I'm trying to get those designer certs by then. And then hopefully, if the bulk continues, 91 skeletal muscle mass by July. Season Fury, I would finish River Rides Part 3 by October. Revenue goal, sub 5 hours at the Ironman 73 in Madison. That would be an insane progression. 2 additional Salesforce certifications by even then. Let me list them out to you just because it's kind of funny. Development Lifestyle and Deployment Designer, Platform Developer 2. It's in October in which I'm hoping to complete River Rats 3. Effectively, that would be giving myself 5 full months to finish River Rats Part 3, which makes sense because it's just the longest part of the story. A whole bunch of crazy shit happens. We also need to get filming permission inside an actual casino, which I hear is impossible. So I think it's going to take some time to negotiate. And then the Emerald Season. God willing, I'll get to River Rats Part 4 in 2026. And then there's some other goals that go alongside that that'll keep in the dark for you. That's the easy part, right? That's the fun part. Creating the season, setting the intentions of the season. My gosh, that's just dream setting. That's just you just imagining and processing and deciding what you're going to do. You know what the scariest thing about all of this is? The revenue goal, the creative goals in terms of finishing the film, the goals around Salesforce or just getting like crazy certified to eventually go for that technical architect exam, or the Ironman, you know, getting to all world athlete status. Oh my gosh, I fully know that it's all there for the taking. It's all there for the taking. If I don't do it in 2026, it will be entirely my fault. Entirely my fault. And that terrifies me because I set similar intentions for 2025 and I didn't hit them. I probably hit 60% of my goals, but the whole scale is logarithmic. So if you only get to 60%, it's actually dramatically less than going to 100%. You know, 100% goes way freaking harder. But see, that's exactly what I want to communicate to you. I'm sure you're in that part of the year, part of that thinking where Thanksgiving's around the corner, Christmas is here, the New Year's is coming up. And so it's very easy to start dreaming. The dreaming part is easy. The setting the intentions, while it is important, it's so, so comparatively easy. But what comes next after that? What comes next? That part is incredibly hard. That is the work. And the work, let me tell you, it always feels scary. So then part 3 of this video, once you realize that you're going to forget who you are once you begin the journey, once you've broken up your year into seasons and every season has its goal, part 3, the calendar. You must create a calendar every week. This is something that I do. I'll pull it up here. You can just see my calendar. This is what it looks like. You must create a calendar for every week and you've got to do everything in your power to pull that calendar off. You've got to fight like hell to pull the calendar off. Sometimes I'll get on a call with a coaching client and whatever their goal might be with social media, maybe they're trying to grow on Instagram, I will talk to them and I'll come up with a strategy for them on how they are to proceed. I'll say, go make a day in the life real. You know, just film 15 shots throughout your day. This is what it is. Go do this thing. If on the very next call, they don't accomplish that task and they come up for some reason why it is, you know, it's like you basically skipped out on the next cutscene of the game. Instead of actually progressing the story, you've just wandered around the map. Because to set an intention and to not do it is to put everything at a stop. My good friend Sneeko would say all of personal development content can be summed up to Shia LaBeouf screaming, "Just do it," behind a green screen. That's it. Just do it. That's it. You don't need to know anything else about personal development. So the calendar is the most important part. You're going to feel that more powerfully than ever before. When you're fighting the calendar to get that thing done, that's when it's going to start to hurt. That's when you're going to start to struggle. But you must fight like hell to get that thing done. You must show up to the work every time. You know how it feels to study for a Salesforce exam? I just want to kill myself. It's miserable. You know how it feels to record one of these videos? Well, it's actually kind of fun. I enjoy it. Some parts of the process I enjoy. Do you know how it feels to swim every week? I swim all the time. And then I see comments from you guys saying like, oh, if you're going to do Ironman, you're not going to put on muscle. Dude, you're all over the place, blah, blah, blah. Even with my audience, I must ignore and continue the journey. Because why? It's only when I get to the finish line of this whole thing, when I'm a properly jacked and lean Ironman all-world athlete, will people finally start to understand. But in the thick of it, while it's ugly, the ugly middle, no one will understand. In fact, people are just going to hate on you. So you must fight that calendar with aggression. Do not deviate from the calendar. Fight to accomplish what that calendar says. That will get you a profound result. And that brings me to the last part of this whole thing. Stay completely organized. Action without organization or energetic abundance is often misdirected. So action is a very important part of the process. You must fight like hell, of course, to fulfill your calendar. But to act from your calendar without having any sense of organization leads to mess. In the context of video production, this is very easy to describe because I could go out and I could shoot every week. I could shoot. But if I don't make sure that the batteries are charged or that the SD cards are cleared or that the footage is appropriately offloaded into one of my many external hard drives, then the whole enterprise is effed. The whole thing is in trouble. My work as a filmmaker, my work running a production company, it is actually only as effective as my organization. And then if I don't show up to that work fresh, if I don't show up to it sharp, then the thing is not going to get done. It's not going to be effective. You got to fight like hell to get that thing done. You got to fight like hell to be effective. Don't ask to seek something else. The work in front of you is incredibly simple. Know in advance that it's going to require undeniable commitment to the point where you even forget your name and forget who you are. Like Dumbledore trying to get that Horcrux, you're going to be begging for escape somewhere into it. Somewhere into it, you're going to wonder why you're even chasing this thing. That's the number one indicator that you're on the right track, when you feel terrible. Number two, your year can be broken up into season and every season needs to have its intentions. Effectively, that breaks you down into 12 to 16 milestones you're chasing this year. I just told you mine. I'm not someone who hides my enterprises. And in fact, my entire YouTube channel is built off of the things I chase in real life. So there it is. There it is communicated to you as effectively as possible. This part is probably the most fun that you could have, is just deciding your milestones. They're all there for the taking, but just so you know, the bigger the milestone you chase, there's a good chance the more miserable you'll be. You're gonna have to do things that just take up time on your calendar and they begin to hurt. It costs you something to achieve a goal. It costs you something. It's something you're trading your life for. Number three, put it on your calendar. The calendar must reflect the ambition. Just do it, so to speak. And then the last part is, as you pursue the work, as you continue to effort, you must continue to stay organized. It's incredibly important. The organization part of things is what's going to get things done. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video per week in an effort to motivate creative entrepreneurs reach their potential. If that sounds intriguing to you, I would love it if you could subscribe. If you'd like to connect with me further, you can follow me on Instagram. We're doing this 75 to greatness challenge at the start of the year in my school community. If that at all sounds intriguing to you, once again, that's the second link in the description. But with that being said, for those of us who pursue 2026 with aggression, to us, I say greatness is coming.